Sebastian Knight.
Knight.
8 de maio de 2008. So, what's your background and what are you have been working on lately?
Well, my background is I studied multimedia and virtual reality design in Germany, in Halle. And, well, before that I did some practicas at advertising agencies. And, well, right now I'm here in Linz, and here in Linz the working process is very, very different from what I'm used to. And I'm actually doing very artistic stuff right now. Installations that are that have a very direct approach, I would say. And right now I'm working on a very big project for the Ars Electronica. Well, for me it's a very big project.
Describe this project.
The project, okay. It's an interactive installation in a swimming pool. And what we do, I mean, it's a team project with a friend of mine and me. And we track the movement and the positions of the swimmers via camera tracking, and out of that movement we create very abstract graphics on the ceiling of the swimming pool, or above the swimming pool, so that the swimmers are always able to see where they are and where other people are. And for us it's very important to show trails, so to show the delay in time, and also to show the space that eventually each person kind of occupies around himself, and about the change of this space, because this space changes a lot according to the room you move in, and of course according to other people that are in the room. Yeah, I would say this is basically the main topic of the work. But of course very important for us also is sound. So we use underwater loudspeakers under the water, and the sound is very important to create a kind of atmosphere. And it's also very important that it's not, we don't see it as much as a artistic project, but more as a kind of experiment to see how it is possible to create interactive rooms. If you look at, yeah, just for architectural reasons, basically. And also for me it is probably more entertainment than art in some ways.
How do you see art if you split this is not art for artwork should be
okay? I said for me it's not that much art. That doesn't mean that it's not art, okay? So it's I hate to split art and design. I mean, I really come very clearly from a design context, and naturally I would see myself as a designer and not as an artist. But art and design, in my opinion, is divided way too much. I think it's really hard, but people split it all the time. You know, they have different... Here, you see, they have different campus for design, a different campus for art, more or less. It's the same where I come from. And it's strange, of course, there are differences. Of course, design is something that you sell, and you do the design not for yourself as a designer, but for the customer more. But still, it's a very artistic word and a very creative work. So, and it's a very hard question.
Okay, sorry. But the lights... The lights you described were not, you gave up of them? The interactive light system you said in the...
I'm still working on that. I'm working on three projects right now. That was just the main project I'm working on.
Ah, okay.
There are two other projects.
But you can say it about the others?
Yeah, there are two other ones. There's one installation I'm doing in the Schloss Hagenberg. It's close to Linz. There's a castle. And in this castle there's a... I think there's an apartment of the University of Linz for computer science, and they have a anniversary, I think the 25th anniversary, and for that they have a big kind of party or an event, and for that event I do an interactive installation.
Nice.
Which is just a room installation, but it's very similar to the thing I do in the swimming pool, just it's two installations actually. One is in a big entrance hall, a projection onto the floor, where I kind of work with the spaces also between the people, and I kind of create a network with the people that are moving in the space. And the other one is like a tunnel, it's from medieval times, from this castle. It's a very narrow tunnel, and there I have a projection on the ceiling, and the whole projection will move constantly, and it's particles actually that move all the time. And you as a person, when you stand in there, you kind of will change the movement of the particles basically. It's like if you have a float of colored water and you stick your finger into this water, you would see the distraction like a shape of a water drop.
Okay.
Yeah? So this is basically what I do in there.
Okay.
It's kind of also with sound. It's very abstract. You have to feel it. It's hard to.
Okay.
To
when is it?
6th of June.
Okay. And which relations do you see between your work and other fields of knowledge?
Since I come from a very, very clear design context, for me, aesthetic reasons are very, very important. So then it's not that much about philosophy. I don't really think that much about it. It's a very direct approach. You know, I don't think about how, I don't know, I don't want to change society or something. I just want to have very direct approaches, very abstract works. And technology for me and programming is very, very important. So the way the work is actually created is very important and I want to show this. You know, I want to show technology and I want to show the progress of the programming or the progress of the work in the work somehow. Sometimes very abstract, sometimes very direct, depends what I do. And of course, art. I mean, art always, I always have a look what's going on out there. But technology is probably more important for me to see. Well, the way I think is I kind of have a look what technology is able to do and convert the technology to some kind of art project, you know. It's the way I don't, it's not the other way. It's not like I look what kind of art I want to do and then I know what kind of technology I use. It's the other way around. I see what kind of technology is out there and then I think what I could do with it.
Okay.
Yeah?
And who and what are your main references, aesthetics, philosophical, and so on? And what are the main concepts around your work?
Well, I think I just said that basically. I mean, the concept is always interactivity. Yeah, okay. So interactivity is probably right now the most important thing. And also to show that computers are more than a screen and a mouse and a keyboard, that they can do more and that they are not limited to what a lot of people think they are. And that is very important for me, and it's also very important for me to kind of right now I try to find ways how to get rooms, how to change rooms in a way that they are not static anymore, and that architecture, because architecture is changing right now and it's changing a lot, and I kind of want to see how you can create interactive rooms that are not limited to static, I don't know, building laws. So kind of try to create kinetic rooms, and right now actually I try to go away from the whole projection and light concept for this, to achieve this. And that's why I have the other project where I kind of try to build a kinetic light sculpture, like a robotic work, basically. So I think to convert digital values into the analog world is very important for me.
Next.
That's okay.
Yeah.
How is your work process from the creative process to the execution and exhibition of the work?
That's very different, because just how I said that I come from a very, very different background than I'm experiencing here. It's in Germany, it worked very different. We just got a topic and we had to work for it. Very often we had to work for the industry. So how it worked, you have a team, you meet each week, and then the professor tells you, okay, this and this and this you have to do. First you have to do research. Then when you did the research, you know what is out there in that special kind of topic. And then you try to develop concepts for a very, very special thing you have to do. Yeah. So it's always very clear. It's design, you know. This is how you could divide design and art. Because you have somebody who tells you, I want this, so make it look nice, but it has to be able to do this and this and this. While here it's very, very different, because it's very free. It's very free art. So here I also work different. I kind of have courses where I learn about technology and how to do things. And then I have a look what has been done with this technology. And then I try to think of something interesting you could do with it that has not been out there yet. So, but usually you could say I do research, then I compare my research maybe with other people's research, well, it's basically also research, then do some networking, kind of try to find out people who had worked with this topic or related stuff, and call them, write emails with them, kind of have a discussion with somebody else who also works in the same field. Even if I don't know the person, yet. Yeah. I mean, networking, very important. And then I try to create something. And then usually I program or build. And this is a very important progress, because, of course, while you build something, while you create something, you have problems coming up, you have to change things, and then in the end you have a product. And I have never really exhibited a lot of stuff. I mean, I did some stuff only for university, so you finish something, you make a presentation, then you get a grade for it. And if I think my work is good, I just try to send it to awards or stuff like that, yeah. It's different people. Show the world what I did. Basically, and yeah, and then that's a big part, because you have to do all this documentation. So the documentation of the work is again a very big part. Yeah.
It's again
a very big part, yeah, because it feels like you're done with everything. Now you have your work; it's finished. You can see it, you can touch it, you can feel it. But then you have to document it, and especially if you do an installation, which is just temporary, you have to make a documentation, and then it's hard, because in the end what you have in your hand is not the work itself, but just a movie of this work, or just pictures of this work, or a description of it. Yeah, but this is the way it goes.
Yeah. What are the relations between your work and the available technology, and in which ways they are part of your everyday work?
I mean, you said that you are always looking for the technology available.
Yeah.
But do you think it guides your action?
Yes, a lot.
But how this guided relation happens? Do you think creativity is beyond technology?
Well, I mean, I just try to explain that at a very concrete example. It's with this lamp project I'm doing. It's started when I saw Robota, who used this technology I'm using right now to do totally different stuff. And then I saw this technology about a year ago and I forgot about it. And then I had a friend who told me, that he wants to do lamps that move on the, he actually wants to build some small robots that are able to walk on the ceiling, very complicated. And then I just remembered this technology of the other roboter, and I just found a way how you could use it. And just because of this, the whole idea started to grow in my head, because the aesthetic outcome, the look of it, and also the interaction, basically everything that is important for this work, just came out of this technology, you could say, and out of the way I learned about the technology and then tried to combine different ones. So the creativity for me is more a combination of stuff I know, kind of,
yeah,
or saw. Is that an answer or no?
What?
Is that a good answer, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. But sometimes the available technology is related to a company that, in this sense of market issues, yeah. Do you have something to say about it?
I never had any experiences with that. I mean, the technology I use is very, very basic in that sense. It's more the combination of basic technologies that make it interesting. But I never had any problems with. Oh well, I did a network visualization about a year ago for a company, for Vanity Fair, Germany. Do you know Vanity Fair? It's a magazine, kind of, yeah, for prominent people, kind of. And it's, well, I made this thing and I showed it to them, and they, well, whoa, this is great, and this is crazy, and this is amazing, but we cannot use it because we don't know where to put the advertisements, or we don't know how to put this into the internet. So this is where technology actually limited me. You understand? I mean, I did something which I thought was great, and they thought it was great, but it's never really been realized.
Viable in the market.
Yeah, it was not, because there was no space for advertisements or just technology. It was just not able to put it into the internet in a commercial way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
So, what do you have to say about media labs and spaces of exhibition of interactive art with digital bases? And I mean that you can say, since from the organization structure until the sponsorship.
So first of all, I've never been sponsored. So I mean, I'm still a student, you know, and I'm just starting right now to have some exhibitions outside the university. But it's of course very, very important to have those media labs, and it's very important to have people around you that do the same thing, to have those discussions. You need to create interesting works, and that's actually the reason why I came here, because where I come from, they only do very commercial work for, I don't know, web pages or 3D animation stuff. But here it's more, of course here it's more artistic, but also more scientific. Like, I think those places, like the place here, Interface Culture Lab in Linz, they try to investigate or try to find new ways of how to use technology. And this is really, really important, and I was really missing that in Germany, and that's the main reason why I came here. And I am right now in the middle of the process of what you just described, so I don't really know about the end of it, because I have not had any big outcome of work. I have not had the chance yet to get any sponsorship or anything, so I don't know.
Okay. How do you see the interactor's role in your work, in the work you develop?
In the end, it's the most important role. So I reached a point right now where I would say that the interactor's role is more important than the look of a work, than the aesthetics, or than the, I don't know, philosophical background maybe, because if you do an interactive work, people have to, in my opinion, have to understand it right away. It has to be intuitive and still be interesting. You know, I mean, if you only push a button and something happens, it might get boring quite easily. So interaction is the biggest topic, and of course, in interaction, the role of the interactor is really important. Okay.
Do you see relations between your work process structure and the social system you live in? And if yes, what are they?
Yeah, that's a quite hard question, because of course I never really left the social system I live in, so it was it's hard for me to have an objective look on that, since in Germany and Austria there's not really a difference when it comes to the social system. But yeah, I mean, of course it's very, very important, because the social surroundings give me the possibility to do it. And I would say, well, how do I answer this question? I would probably say, probably there's a big relationship, but I don't know it, because I'm too much into it, I'm stuck in it, and I can't have a look from outside. You know.
And in your work, do you see relations between space and narrative, and how do they take shape?
I mean, since I have a very, very direct approach, and I don't tell stories, but show very abstract pictures. But every time-based media you show, and every picture that is constantly moving and constantly changing, of course has a narrative aspect. So I do think about narrative, I mean, because things, I kind of have to, it's not really a story, but the way it feels, and to have I don't know how to say this in English, yeah, like a rhythm, but like a Spannungskurve, like a, you know, sometimes a work can start boring, but then it gets really, really interesting, and then it kind of gets a little bit, the story, you know, kind of has high points where everybody's like, and then you have those points where it kind of goes down. I think of this when I do interaction, so sometimes if I work with abstract pictures and interaction, it's not always just the same, but it sometimes changes. So if somebody moves really quickly, then something really interesting happens. So the narrative is always a big part of the interaction, I would say. So that important parts of the narrative are actually depending on the interaction of the users. Yeah.
We're still thinking. Are you going to say something else?
I don't know.
So thank you very much. If you remember something to say,
Yeah. Well, this, I think this was a lot already. Okay.